Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. Not Marcus Maven, Steve Rummage. Marcus Maven will be in here in just a little bit. So we're going to kick it off here. Yeah. Oh, Nikki B in the booth, man. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man. Did you have a good weekend? I saw you out at corporate games. I know you had to dip a little early, but it was good seeing you out there, man. Did you hear how we finished?
No, I didn't. I haven't heard anything about how things went, really.
All right, so evidently, we showed out pretty decent
this
year.
Okay, I'm listening.
But once again, ESPN Louisville is not... We're not leaving with any hardware.
Okay.
But it's a step in the right direction.
Okay.
So Pops and I held down Bocce pretty well.
Okay.
Got knocked out in overtime of the semifinal to ADP. So decent run for our first year. It's a little tricky the way they do the Bocce. It's not technically the right rules, but you know, I'm not saying that's why we lost. The other team was better.
You.
But yeah. So we have a decent run. Make it to the semis. Okay. Lose in overtime. Dodgeball, make it to the semis. Very controversial.
I did hear about this.
A certain company actually, it was their first year, I think, at corporate games, put aside some vitriol. Want to give them a shout out because they were representing.
Mm.
They were involved in, I saw them in a lot of. A certain company rhymes with Trawlings was showing out. They did. They made it to the finals in a lot of different events. So good for them. Happy that they were out there. It's a company that is kind of close to my heart as my girlfriend works there. And so does Chrissy.
I got you.
That said, a certain individual on their dodgeball team.
Ooh, cheated?
I don't want to say cheated.
Okay.
But ignored the rules. How's about that?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds a lot like cheating to me.
Yeah, a little bit. Sounds a lot so, like cheating. You know, he got hit like seemingly three times.
Wow.
And just kind of stayed in.
Okay.
And the officiating, you know, not trying to be critical. You know, these are volunteers after all.
Right, right.
But they kind of just, their like controllers were unplugged. Didn't say anything. To the point where the other officials who had just finished up their game and the other teams which had just finished up their game were looking over and motioning that this guy is out. Never left. Tanner was complaining to the referee about it, and he got knocked out. Tanner, by the way, was the MVP of dodgeball this go-round. That man has a hose on him.
Yeah.
I don't care. Put it on the mixtape. Hey. It needs to be said that your boy, who is, I don't want to say I was the MVP of dodgeball last year, but I was pretty good.
I was going to say, listen, I've heard good things. I got to watch a couple of dodgeball games. The first game, you were out like within 3 seconds.
Well, that was kind of boring. Found out but, that was illegal too. I got knocked out. But
so,
you know.
Okay, so you basically didn't, you never got thrown out, or you dominated, no, but every time something happened, it was against the rules.
Yeah,
okay,
basically.
Okay, cool.
Wizard armor. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
But you were good. I mean, the other games, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, Nick's good.
I felt like I was pretty bad this year, except I had one good catch that got us into the semifinals. It was 1v1, and this girl had a laser, and she threw it, and I made a pretty nice snag, and I got it, you know, that eliminates her, and that got us to the final.
Listen, give all you guys credit that were out there really playing, because, like, me and Phil were talking about it, and I'm like, I'm just not good at barbecue games.
Really?
Like...
But you're a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, right? But I'm just not really good at like dodgeball and like, you know, like lawn darts and stuff. I'm just not very good at it. Now, I will say, watching you guys play bocce had me intrigued because I was like, I ain't gonna be decent at that.
Well, we might have to get you out there for that.
Yeah,
what about you're decent at cornhole.
Okay, that's fair. I'm pretty good.
We needed the problem was, and this is not Chrissy's fault.
Yeah,
she is herding cats.
Oh my god, she did amazing.
Even though we had more people this year than last year, it's hard.
Oh yeah,
if you have a small team, and we had a small team.
Well,
we completely missed our cornhole. Like, we had cornhole set up at 9:45, and you were, I think, playing soccer. I was playing dodgeball. Like, it wasn't like we intentionally missed it, but I got a text from my girl Julie. Shout out Julie and Louisville Sports Commission for putting this together.
Yes.
It was a great event.
It was a great event. It is a really, really cool event.
The corporate games is what we're talking about. She sent me a text. She was like, hey, you guys are up on cornhole. Where are you?
Well,
and I was like, we're not going to be able to.
No chance. Like,
the team is kind of stretched pretty thin right
now.
So, but no, next year we'll make sure to get you out at cornhole, because I feel like that's an event that you can do some damage.
Yeah, it was it was awesome. But I will say this too, man, there's some of these companies, they've got 40 people.
Oh no, 40, like,
yeah,
100,
because
like there's some companies that had every bit of 100 people.
We did
there,
tug of war, and then like I thought like all the events were kind of like, okay, everybody's got a team, whatever. We were doing tug of war, and anyway, so we get killed. It was pathetic. And
like, dude, that team looked really big. Considering there's weight limits, I don't want to say anything.
They weighed us, and somehow there was only 5 of us and like 12 of them.
They wound up winning the whole thing, by the way. So you got knocked out by the champions.
Okay, fair enough.
So
they were incredible, though.
Oh, no, they were. Yeah.
Dude. And they had gloves and everything.
Oh, they were ready.
Like, all our hands afterwards were burnt. We're like, dude. Like, so, but anyways, like, we walk out of there and we're walking back to the tent and they're like, oh, you guys are up for volleyball. It's like, oh, crap. Do we even have enough to play volleyball? So, like, 6 of them ran up there. So, I went in. I was in there with just watching Phil and them, you know, waiting on basketball and stuff. And it was just – but these teams that have 100 people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like it doesn't matter. At any point, they can just be like, oh, we need 6 over here. We need to, you know.
Yeah,
so,
right. And we're, like, scrambling around. So, we need a girl.
Considering what Chrissy was working with, she did a fantastic job.
Oh, yeah.
A fantastic job putting all this together, getting people where they needed to be, you know, calling people, you know, making sure it's like, hey, get over here, you know.
Right.
And, yeah.
We had some reinforcements. Want to shout out Matt McGavick was out there.
Uh-huh.
And Andrew, his cousin Noah, his girlfriend Kelly, and his other cousin Caitlin.
Oh yeah,
they were clutch.
They were legit.
They came out and they were fantastic. I've never seen two people dodge the way Kelly and Noah did. Like Noah was doing these like jumping splits and Kelly was like bobbing and weaving. It was at one point she was the only person left on our team and there were like four people on the other team and she just lasted for like like 10 minutes just zipping and dodging and everything like that.
We had the prettiest team out there hands down.
Oh, we had a good looking team.
Between the two Bosch invited, between Chrissy and Anna and who's
well, Janet made an appearance.
Yes, I was like, who am I thinking?
Janet came. By God, that was Janet. She came in like two thirds of the way.
I was like, oh. And then, of course, we're all great looking dudes.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. No, I mean, absolutely.
So, looks contest, ESPN Lowell.
I'm going to talk to Julie. Be like, hey, can we?
Drew, Phil. Phil's hideous, but
sheer sex appeal. Sheer sex appeal.
Yeah.
And Steve and I are only going to get better looking with the semi-glutide and tri-state men's health.
Yeah, I mean, what you're going to look like next year?
Next year, my God.
Yeah, so yeah, no, it was a solid looking squad.
We got a dub in basketball, but then got knocked out. But Ethan and Biscuit and Chrissy and Anna, their team in the shootout contest, won our division in the shootout.
Okay,
and then I think overall that got them to like third overall in the contest.
Okay, I
but
got
they
you.
Won. They won our division in the shootout, so that was impressive. And then they the lawn pong team.
Yeah. They were killing it.
They were killing it. They got beat in the finals. Okay. They made it all the way to the finals. So last year, we got knocked out in the finals for dodgeball, fair and square, Texas Roadhouse.
This year was total cheat job.
This year, things didn't go our way. We got a bad whistle. It happens. Okay. It happens in sports. You get a bad whistle. We got a bad whistle. But made it to the semis. Made it to the semis in bocce, made it to the finals in lawn pong, won our division in the basketball shootout. I'm telling you, Team ESPN, the plucky squad from 680 and 93.9, is making some improvements. And next year, I guarantee we're leaving with some hardware.
Well, I'll say this, too. Like, I was a first-timer. There were a couple other first-timers. And, like, you could tell the people who did it last year.
Right.
Because you come the first time, and then the next year, it's like, okay, you're prepared, you're ready to go, you're a little more amped up. This was my first time, and there was a couple others that were like me that just kind of showed up. It was like, oh, okay, it's the first time, you know. All right, cool. But, like, next year, it's like, oh, no, I want to, like, really get involved. Yeah.
No, you're going to be hyped up for next year.
So the team is going to keep getting better.
Yeah. No, I made a mistake this year. I found these energy gummies.
Okay.
So I need to make sure that, like, when I say I took a gummy before the event, I was taking these gummies, not those gummies. But it might as well have been those gummies because I did not feel good. Because I found these at the bottom of my hockey bag, and they'd been there for, like, a year.
Naturally.
Yeah, and I was just like, well, B vitamins, it'll keep me. Because I cramped last year. Bad.
Well, we all need to go get B12 shots. At
Tri-State.
That needs
to be the play. So I was like, I'm not cramping this year.
Yeah.
So I took all these old energy chews, and I offered one to McGavick, and McGavick looked at it. It was like, is it supposed to be green? And I was like, I think so. And he was like, no, bro, I'm good. He's like, I'm good.
And never mind.
So I didn't cramp, but yeah, I wasn't feeling so hot from those things. But I'm telling you, Steve, next year, man, we're gonna do it. We had fun this year, and we improved. We made it. We advanced further in more events this year, but we're going to do even better next year.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, awesome, dude. Well, good.
Pops was out there.
I did see him out there, man.
I think we messed up. We forgot to do the walk, and Pops was the only one on our team that did the walk. If you do, like, the health walk or whatever, you get points. And so I saw, like, these 100-person teams doing it, and then, like, we started to do it, and they closed the walk, and Pops was like, where were you guys? Like, he had just done the walk by himself. He was like, come on. We're like, sorry, Pops.
He's just out there walking by himself, man. Well, there's it was a weekend, and we've got a big weekend coming up, but before we get to that, I've got to go all the way back to Friday. Coach Kelsey.
Oh, the tweet?
The tweet, man. Like, the tweet. He's either got something up his sleeve or he's learning a tough lesson about the University of Louisville. And the tough lesson is we hang on every single word that you say. It's like the tweet comes out Friday night. The first two texts we got today. Hawkins rumors. what was PK talking about, the Joker and the Thief on Twitter? Like this is what all weekend, everywhere you went, it didn't matter if you went out for a drink, if you went to a corporate game, wherever you went, the first question on everybody's mind was, what was the Pat Kelsey tweet about? Do you got it pulled up by any chance?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay. Because it came out of nowhere on a Friday evening. And to me, and we'll break it on down. Let's get weird.
Let's get weird.
Yeah. We'll break the whole thing down about what were the possibilities of it, you know.
Okay. It's Joker and the Thief. If you know, you know. The revival. Fire emoji.
Okay.
1,300 likes. 242 retweets, including my own. And then he tweeted about he was at the Bats, which is a great, you know, he had a great time at the Bats over the weekend.
Listen.
Which I did too. I went to a Bats game.
Did you?
Yes.
Good.
Good time there.
Listen, here's the problem. I feel you, Coach. And maybe it is something where he's got something up his sleeve. But immediately, that was coming off of that tweet was sent. Coming off of a lot of chatter that Louisville and Coleman Hawkins from Illinois could be in a little bit of a conversation, right? That was kind of started to make its rounds on Thursday. And, you know, hey, you know, Louisville's got enough money left over to, you know, I'm just saying what the rumors were, you know. Louisville's got money left over that they can pay, you know, and everything starts going around there. And I'm going, okay, you know, I said it on Friday. And I said, I'm not really talking about Coleman Hawkins. I mean, unless there's something with substance, because it felt like, okay, I mean, we've got four bigs, five bigs. I mean, we've got a ton of bigs now. Like, I don't think he's going to commit here. And, you know, and maybe he'll, especially when Arkansas is the other rumored, you know, and it's
right.
Like he can get paid a lot of money at Arkansas too. And, you know, it was just kind of like, yeah, he's not coming here, you know, whatever. But then Friday night, we get the tweet, the PK tweet. So immediately you say, well, he says the Joker and the Thief, so could it be football?
Right.
But he put the Revival on there. That's nothing to do with football.
Yeah, that's the basketball thing.
Yeah, that's the basketball thing. Because, I mean, football, to me, it would be a slap in the face to football to act like they need to be revived. You know, they were in the top 10 last year. Like, what, you know, what are we talking about? Like, they're football's rolling. So you go, oh, okay, well, it can't be that. You know, it's got to be something about basketball. Peyton Seaver retweets it. So you go, okay. Well, the number one, and I think the best theory I had heard was Coleman Hawkins did say in an interview earlier this week that he liked football and he wanted to go somewhere where he could watch a football game. So I say, well, then, listen, there is some now. I said it on Friday. I don't want to talk Coleman Hawkins until there's substance. Well, now there's substance.
Yeah, right.
Now.
We see some smoke. I just don't know what fire it's
yeah,
from.
Right. I say, okay, now we have some substance. So I'm curious, man. Like, because here's the thing. If the tweet was just, whatever. It's like, okay, of course, I love Coach Kelsey, so we're not mad at Coach Kelsey whatsoever. But it would be a nice little lesson in for Coach Kelsey that, yeah, around here, you can't just tweet anything. Like, or I'm not totally ready to say yet that there's nothing to it. Because what if we get some news here soon? What if we add, you know, what would it mean if you added another piece like that? These are all the questions now that we're stuck with because of one tweet.
One tweet,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because of one tweet. And now And now, like I said, it's set the world on fire. It said, I've spent all weekend going, okay, well, I mean, we've already got a really good team. I mean, yeah, if you add Coleman Hawkins, I mean, there's
top. Adds a little bit of depth, sure.
Well, I mean, no, he's probably starter. I mean, you know, you add Coleman Hawkins.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Breyer and Hawkins are probably starting at the 4 and the 5.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's like, a good point.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean, that changes the game. I mean, now that probably, an addition of Coleman Hawkins, probably guarantees you're a top 20 preseason team.
Right.
Like, you know, on top of what you already have.
Going back to the depth thing, then you start looking at, okay, who's going to be the first guy off the bench? How does this, like,
It makes your depth. I mean,
yeah, right.
Because, again, you always say this, and anytime a guy slides down the chart, he gets more valuable.
Right.
Because, like, if James Scott is my starter, you're like, oh, man, he don't have a lot of experience. Oh, right. You know, we're worried. When James Scott's my third center, you're like, that's a pretty good player.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know,
if that's my third guy, stringer.
We're doing pretty good
here. Not bad.
And that's where Louisville is in a lot of positions. By the way, you did get a lot of tweets this weekend. Most of the guys are on campus. I know they were supposed to have a team meeting yesterday, according to Jody Nemling. I guess last night, where majority of the players were going to be here. But yeah, I mean, it definitely adds some intrigue because it says, okay, are they, of course, the French kid that everybody had been throwing out there, the Nolan Traore, he did say he's not coming to college. He's staying in France, which, as much as I'd love to have him, is absolutely the right decision. The kid's a top 10 pick next year in the draft.
Don't.
Why would you come here and play college basketball?
You're a lottery pick.
Absolutely insane.
Don't get exposed. Yeah. No.
Stay right there. And you're in the hotbed right now. But that also comes off of Coleman Hawkins, who played with Frank Anselm in high school. They played at prolific prep together. Coleman Hawkins sends out a tweet, and the tweet's like, hey, Frank, and it's a picture of him and Anselm, and then deletes it. So, for me, let me just say this. This is where I'm at, and you guys can weigh in on this. If I don't know that Coleman Hawkins is coming to Louisville, but it definitely feels like there's something going on there.
Right.
Right? I mean, between the Coleman Hawkins tweet, and then he deletes it,
how long was that up, the Frank Anselm thing?
Oh, 5 minutes.
Okay.
But enough where people screenshotted it.
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah, and it was because the tweet was like, I think the tweet said, and somebody can help me out, but it was something like, oh, hey, Frank. And it was him and Frank Anselm sitting on the bench together in a prolific jersey.
Right.
You know, and then he deleted it. And then later that night, you get the PK.
Joker and the Thief.
Joker and the Thief. Right. If you know, you know. And by the way, also, people went as far back, Nick, as on May 31st, the day Pat Kelsey tweeted out the Joker and the Thief. Last year, on May 31st, Coleman Hawkins had sent a tweet out with the Joker.
Oh, wow.
So, like, people
this
were.
This is becoming like Bray Wyatt levels
I'm like, listen. I don't know that he's coming here, but there is some kind of smoke going on here. Something's happening here.
Well, if he doesn't come here, where would he go?
Seems like Arkansas.
Arkansas, okay, yeah. Right. With the whole, I mean, they need a
big. Which Arkansas is like
They desperately need some.
Well, they
don't have a lot of depth. Mm-mm. Cal's going, my team's on the floor with, what, 8 or 9 guys? Like,
yeah, I mean, they have Jonas Adu. They've got Big Z. But I think that's about it as far as like centers.
Yeah, their front court doesn't. There's not a ton there.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know, he can pay a lot. And they can pay a lot too. So that's why when this started coming out, I'm like, I mean, Rutherford was one of the ones first saying it. And I mean, I trust Mike. Mike's always got, I mean, Mike, bless his heart. I'll say this, man. Even when it was looking like the coaching search was going to go another direction, I mean, I remember him saying, he said, it was like 2 days before, he's like, I just talked to somebody I trust. It was like, better catch up on your Pat Kelsey. And we're all like, it's not going to be Pat Kelsey.
No.
You know, yeah. And
it's so, Richard. It's so, shirts.
Yeah. Well, it's Richard.
Shirts.
Okay. But he said, but. So Rutherford was kind of one of the first ones that said it. So I believe it's not like just some random internet rumor, you know what I mean, right, that was out there. So that's what I say, man. Between that, the people that reported it first or were you know, passing the rumor along, the deleted tweet, we just keep adding to it, the Pat Kelsey tweet, it's like, feels like there's something going on here. Oh, and Nolan Traore saying he's staying over there, so that kind of erased that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like there's something brewing.
And when you talk about money, I mean, there was another element I saw over the weekend where people were talking about, you know, the foreign players that we have aren't able to completely capitalize on NIL, so that might mean there's a little bit left over in the coffers. Yeah, for...
Well, we go to the Bahamas, though.
Yeah, that's
true. You can pay them in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
So they can make their money in the Bahamas.
Right.
So nobody really has. It's like Kentucky randomly went to the Bahamas a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was funny.
Hey, Oscar Tshiebwe.
Yeah, like, basically. It was like, his $2 million or whatever. Yeah,
like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel him. I mean, that's the way you do it.
Yeah. No,
so
I mean,
really,
that's
nobody
game
for Louisville is not going to get NIL.
Okay. So so maybe that extra stash that people were saying wasn't quite there. Now, that's not to say that, you know, the coffers still aren't full. But,
oh, no. I mean, I think Louisville's just in good shape.
I think people were, like, what I was seeing was some people were allocating that money that they thought was going to be, you know, used for those people for what's his face, the
I got you,
Coleman Hawkins.
Yeah, so somebody sent me the tweets from May 31st, 2023, and it was Coleman Hawkins tweeted out a little video of the Joker, like the Batman Joker,
right,
from the cartoon. So then Pat Kelsey sends the tweet on May 31st, 2024. So it's like, okay.
Dude, how did people track that down? That's wild, man. This fan base, God bless it.
Yeah, people are incredible, but I'm like, I don't know, man. To me, it just feels like there's, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, and I love my team now. Like, I think Louisville's got a tournament team right now. I mean, and not like, oh, man, they'll make the tournament. Like, I think Louisville will be soundly in the tournament right now with what they have.
Oh no! I'm
like, I really like this team. I mean, going back and watching, just I was watching videos of Chucky Hepburn and different ones, like, from not even just last year, but the year before. I mean, started for Wisconsin the last 2 years, you know, and like watching other players, it's like, okay, this is a really good team. But if you added another piece,
I was gonna say, like Coleman Hawkins, like you said, I feel like we go from. I mean, right now, I think they're a fringe top 25 team.
But nobody's going to rank them right now.
No, right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
right. But I with feel him, like with him, all of a sudden, you're comfortably in that in the rankings, probably top 20.
Probably higher, yeah. And probably Louisville probably checks in at 18, something like that.
Right,
like,
now, I think they have a chance at the tournament. But Coleman Hawkins, all of a sudden, the discussion for a second weekend becomes a little bit
more. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Somebody said, I'm ready to give PK an extension before the season starts. Or, like I said, maybe PK just was enjoying some Joker and the Thief and tweeted out, and then he's just got a little bit of a lesson to learn. Like, whatever you tweet out, man, we will take as the gospel.
Yes.
So
we'll take it and run with it.
Yes, we will. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll stay on schedule here. Middays with Mark Smaven, 93rd Nataville. Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Mark Smaven here on 93.9 The Ville. It's not Mark Smaven yet. I believe he's going to be coming in here at some point, but it's Steve Rummage, Nick Valvano. We got you. We're holding it down today on a Monday here in ESPN Louisville, which always pumps all of us up because we know it is Chick-fil-A Day here. And shout out to David Blake. I know. Shout out to David Blake, who was apparently in the paradise this weekend.
Oh, really?
The last couple days. Yeah, he sent me a message, man. It was a beautiful spot. He was in there. But go check him out, man. Listen, Chick-fil-A, Bargetown Road, Chick-fil-A Stony Brook, you get the chicken nuggets, the mac and cheese, which is amazing, all kinds of stuff. Order through the Chick-fil-A app, and we'll have dinner ready for you in no time. Chick-fil-A Stony Brook, Chick-fil-A Bargetown Road, the best source for your catering needs. And it's almost peach milkshake season.
Oh, game changer.
Now, unfortunately for me right now, I shouldn't say unfortunately, but I probably could only drink a quarter of one. I might fight through that one though.
Right, you have to choke it down.
Yeah, it is nice though, man. Like I said, it is like a semaglutide. It's like a superpower, man. They yeah, rare, right, man. You eat a few bites of food, you're like, man, I feel good.
Yeah, no, I'm satisfied. I'm
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Like I feel like today. I mean, I'll probably eat a thing of nuggets or something. Like not whereas before, I would have ate nuggets, a sandwich, a cookie, and chips,
two mac and cheeses.
Yeah. Like now, I'm like. I just eat, give me, you know, one thing and something else. So, yeah. David said Monday. Peach milkshakes, Monday.
Oh, wow. That's pretty close.
Yeah, and he was in Cabo.
Oh, lovely.
That's nice. Yeah, it was nice. I told you. Yeah, it was awesome, man. Yeah, it was awesome where he was at. So, I'm excited, man. So, yeah, I'm looking forward. A lot of great stuff, man. A lot of great stuff happening around here. Like I said, it was a big weekend. We got a big weekend coming up. Of course, we're going to be on Coleman Hawkins Watch, see what's going on with that. We chatted about that in the first little bit. Big weekend for football this weekend. Big recruiting weekend. They actually got a commitment out of that, which is they landed Caleb Matty Lau, maybe? Let's go with that.
It's a cool sounding name. I like it.
Yeah. From Palmetto, Florida. A linebacker, 2025 linebacker. So that's obviously that works. I mean, he had Arkansas, or, you know, he had some decent offers there, but they're going to keep it rolling. Obviously, they had a bunch of other guys, big time guys on campus, and maybe hearing some decisions here soon from a few of those guys. But I will say, of all the things that has taken the biggest hit in, I think, attention in the NIL era, I think football high school recruiting has taken the biggest hit for me. This may not be for everybody. I'm not speaking for everybody, but I'm speaking for me. Before, if I got a four-star linebacker or a four-star safety, it was right. Like, oh, dang, that's a great pickup. Now I'm just kind of like, cool.
Well, I mean, how much of that is the fact that, like, you're not sure that they're going to stay?
No, 100%. Well, yeah. And again, I'm not even that guy. Like, I celebrate Louisville getting dudes, and I think it's big for Louisville to get big, you know, big players, but I just think it's so much in football, you're rarely gonna have freshmen that come in and make a big impact year one,
right?
So it's,
and then
like,
you're also not sure how long they're gonna stick around.
Yeah, right. So it's kind of like, we'll re-recruit them, you know. Like, it's kind of like, well, you get the best players you can get, and then you see if they're good enough to stick around in a year or two, and if not, they go in the portal and you get somebody else. Like, to me, whereas basketball, like, Roots could come in and have an impact on Louisville's season this year.
Right.
He's top 30 power forward, you know, top 30 player in the country. Like, not a top 30 power forward. I mean, he's a top 30 overall player in the country.
Right.
He could come in and be good for Louisville this year.
Right. Come off the bench, give you, I mean, I don't know.
He's ranked higher than Reed Shepard was ranked by like 10, 12 spots.
How many minutes do you think he gets?
Man, it just depends, because we have
a
lot of dudes, man. It's like, can Abubakar keep him off the, you know,
right?
Keep him off the thing, you know? I don't know. Can different ones, you know? I mean, can he get in over? I mean, if Cason Pryor is going to play the four, you know, then you're going to say, okay, that goes back to getting Coleman.
I was about to say, do we get Coleman Hawkins?
That changed a lot, because everything. Then I think that moves all of Cason Pryor's minutes over to the four. Like, so
yeah, I agree with that.
Now you're like, okay, if you get Hawkins, you probably move Cason 100% to the four, and now Waterman is backing up, you know, you forget you got him, and then Anselm and James Scott are probably strictly fives for the most part. So it's like, now Abubakar is going to play some of that four spot. So it's like, where does Roots fit in? If Roots is a guy that can command 20 minutes a game, then we're probably a pretty good team.
Wow.
Because those guys are good.
Right.
And if Roots is that good as a freshman, then you're like, okay, we got a squad, you know.
Dude, that is
a lot
is
of minutes to go around.
I mean, I was thinking like closer to like 12, but like,
oh, me too.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
no,
but,
no.
But 20. But,
oh, yeah. No. If he can command 20, Roots is one of the better freshmen in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Let me be clear. Like, I'm saying that as if he is a stud, where you're right. Like, hey, he might be like a one and done guy. You know, I mean, he's got 25.
I was going to say, he's getting 20 minutes that he might not be coming back.
Yeah. So, like, let me be clear. I don't think he'll be there, but I'm saying, like, if he was a guy, then you're like, okay, Louisville's a serious contender to win the national championship.
They got a squad.
So I'm with you. I think his goal is probably to get about 10 minutes a game.
Yeah, 10 to 12.
And then work on that, you know, as the season. But I think what you more hope with a guy like Ruth's is by the end of the year, is he a guy that's like, okay, now he's coming on, and now you're adding a piece going into
next
February.
Year. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying
by the end of the season. But okay.
Oh, absolutely, next season as well. Right. Though. But you're saying, hey, now I'm adding a new tool in mid-February to kind of like, okay, this is a new, kind of like Kevin Ware did for Louisville.
Yeah,
I mean, before he got hurt, like you remember, Kevin Ware kind of started to, he didn't do a ton all year. He played and he was good and he did some things, but by the end of the year,
he was really coming on,
like, you remember the big block he had against Notre Dame and senior night, and was making plays, and he was making plays in the Big East tournament and making plays. I mean, he played great in that Oregon game right before he got hurt, you know, and he was coming in that Duke game. Let's not forget, when he got hurt, he was one of the third or fourth guys off the bench. I mean, he was coming in the game
right
early in the game. So, like, I mean, he had definitely became a
pivotal part, right?
That was like, okay, this is one of the reasons why Louisville's playing so well. That's what I think you hope for Ruth's, you know, is that. But the point is, that's absolutely possible in football. If a guy doesn't make it early, it's very rare you're just going to add a guy at the end of the season,
right,
and it's like, well, now he's ready.
Yeah. The only way that happens is if the guy's, like, coming off an injury. Like,
yeah.
You got hurt early in the year. Right. Maybe had, like, a small procedure done or something.
Yeah. And then it's like, okay. I mean, let me see. It says, Texter says, imagine the attitude of the front court of Pryor, Hawkins, and the guy the Mormons called New York Noah. That's pretty funny. I didn't know they called him that, but that's awesome. Somebody says, I think he'll put up about 9-5. I mean, hey, 9-5, I mean, that'd
be a heck of a... For a freshman? Yeah,
that'd be a heck of a stat line on with this front court, you know?
9-5 in 12 minutes? I mean, that's not bad.
No, it wouldn't be bad at all. So, but yeah. So, it's just, there's a lot to do. Yeah, everyone remembers the Trez, but I remember the Ware baseline cut alley-oop in the Big East Championship game. Yeah, exactly. He had that where, you remember, do you know the play they're talking about?
No.
Okay, he cuts backside, and I think it was Peyton throws it up, and he catches it, like, in front of the rim and dunks it. Like, it wasn't a perfect oop. And
really?
So he catches it off and hammers it,
like,
coming baseline.
Like, in the air.
Right? Yeah, and it was like, oh, dang, yeah. So, like,
I don't remember that one. I'm going to put it up. I bet that'll come up if I Google.
Yeah, but Trez... Oh, yeah, it definitely will. If you say Kevin Ware, dunk, Big East tournament. But Trez was kind of the same boat, too. I mean, by the end of the year, Trez had kind of become a guy that, I mean, he arguably was the biggest piece in that Syracuse game. I mean, like, he dominated that zone, the baseline of that zone in that game. So, like, that's kind of what you... And Trez was a guy who was ranked in, like, the 70s, I think, when he come out of high school. So, I mean, you're talking about Roots is a guy that's ranked anywhere from 26 to 31. I mean, that's a talented player.
Dude, I can't find that play just yet, but it did give me the Kevin Ware block on Pat Connaughton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude, he pinned him. That was dirty.
Sick.
And we were in those all reds. Like, it was senior night. I remember that, man. And he was just like, boom.
I do remember that block.
Yes.
Yeah, and that just showed up again.
That was nasty, man. But what I was saying was, Trez is kind of along the same lines. Like, down the end of the stretch, he was a piece for Louisville that year. In that tournament year where it was like, okay, that's not a piece Louisville had before.
Right.
You know,
he really came on.
To me, that's what I hope to see from Roots. Now, I mean, obviously, I would love for Roots just to be a phenom.
Yeah.
Be one of these guys.
Like you said, just coming in here.
Yeah, you're like,
20 minutes.
He's top 20 pick. You know, you're like, yeah, he's awesome. So, I don't know that will be the case. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot. But you said it. I mean, you said it, too. I mean, Coleman Hawkins, if he's a guy that's added, and I don't know that he will be. I mean, Jody did say that he will probably visit at some point. So, this was before the PK tweet.
Okay.
This was last week after the rumors come out that Louisville is talking to him. Jody had said he thinks that Louisville will visit, and there's some good things happening there. But if you added him, yeah, I mean, obviously then the depth, it changes a ton too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why I just don't, because like with Hadley plays so much like a 3-4, you know, Abubakar plays that way. It's like, Roots would have to be a stud.
Right.
Just an absolute stud.
Now, not to be pessimistic, but yeah. Does, if they get Coleman Hawkins and, you know, the depth gets thrown off, do you think they hold on to him? Like, if he doesn't, do you think there's enough run for him this year?
I don't worry about freshmen like that.
Okay.
I mean, to me, it would make you wonder, like, and let me be 1,000% clear. I do not think this would happen, okay? But, like, because I got, like, Waterman, like, oh, man, a lot of stuff going around here, and I only got a year left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Now, again, I have no reason to believe that Waterman is
gonna leave.
Going anywhere. Right. And I don't think he will at all. Because right now, I think there's a good chance Waterman starts. You know, but if you got Hawkins, I don't know if that would be the case. But yeah, so
well, because then that would put Case Breyer to the four, like you said.
Yeah. So it'll be that will be interesting. But yeah, I mean, it's always something. You know, it's always something to a question. You know, anytime you add a piece, to somebody like, ugh. But we are awful late in the game, man. So, all right, let's do this. Let's top of the hour. Let's take a break. We'll come back.
Do we have visual on Marcus?
We do not. So we'll just see. We'll see if he shows up or not.
Do we want to make bets? If he shows up, you buy me a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
If he doesn't show up, I buy you a Diet Coke.
Yeah. Let's do it that way.
All right. I like that.
All right. So I've got.
I'm pretty sure I'm buying you a Diet Coke. Today.
You got it if you don't. Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right, man. Let's do it. Let's take a break. It's fun. Let's keep it rolling, though, man. We'll get in there. A lot of stuff going on this weekend, too, I want to chat about, too, because I am excited about the weekend that is coming up. But we'll talk a little more basketball, a little more football, some stuff. Get in here, 8150, 93.9, 3831, 93.9. Obviously, you guys know I enjoy the text line. I like to read it, but we'll do it all. Today's Marcus Maben, 93.9 The Ville, when we come back.